going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This is the Annie Fry Show.
All right, it is time. It is Thursday, April 24th in St. Louis, and that means that Blues playoff hockey is back in the city, and that's what I know, Ethan.
Backs against the wall.
Yeah.
Trailing 2-0 against the top team in the league in the Winnipeg Jets.
Top team in the league.
They were the President's Trophy winners, which means that they had the most points acquired, best record in hockey. So it is as backs against the wall. Tonight is a must win as it gets for St. Louis.
All right. Did you hear John Gruden yet?
I did.
You did?
Oh, no.
All right. So set it up a little bit. I haven't prefaced any of this with you, but John Gruden is with Barstool Sports, right?
Mm-hmm.
How did that happen?
So John Gruden has kind of bounced around a lot of different places. He obviously very, very well-known NFL head coach. And then he had
Visor.
This thing on, well, I'm sorry?
Visor.
The Visor, yep. He had this thing where he had the show on ESPN called Gruden's Quarterback Camp, where basically leading up to the NFL draft, he would sit down with the most well-known quarterbacks from that draft class, and he would go through their film and he would say, hey, this is what you need to be need to do better. He's very
colorful,
that's a way to put it. He's very like loud and energetic, and he's
extra.
Yes, that's another good way to put it. So recently, not too long ago, he was hired by Barstool to just be another one of their pieces.
To be like,
they do a lot of goofy
the most
stuff.
John Gruden that John Gruden could be,
and he fills it perfectly.
Are you ready, St. Louis, for this? Because the St. Louis Blues sent him a box,
which is something that has been a normal thing since he came on with Barstool. Different teams, college teams, professional teams, will send him a box of a bunch of gear,
mm-hmm.
and he basically spends 5 minutes just talking up the.
Well, we're gonna listen to it. If you're on the Annie Fry YouTube channel, you're not gonna want to miss this. You can watch it along with us, but it's a pretty.
I don't know that much about hockey. I admit that, but I do know a big game when a big game is here. And tonight, there's a big game in St. Louis. And for this, I'm going to use my switchblade knife. You see, the St. Louis Blues sent me a box. And the St. Louis Blues are down 2-0 to the Winnipeg Jets. And I'm concerned about that, but I'm excited. Because down 2-0 gives you a chance to do something unbelievable. And when you got a head coach like Jim Montgomery, I guarantee you, he's telling his team right now, hey, Winnipeg's got dreams of winning the Stanley Cup. Winnipeg this, Winnipeg has dreams of that. Hey, we're the freaking nightmare, the St. Louis Blues. We're at home tonight. We're back at Enterprise Center in front of our fans. And we're going to hit these guys into the glass, onto the ice. And we're going to out-hit them. And when we substitute, we're going to get faster. Sorry for getting excited. I'm excited because I'm learning about hockey. Let me tell you something, man. These guys don't want to go back to Winnipeg. Nobody wants to go to Winnipeg. It's cold there. It's the greatest thing ever.
I'm going to learn to skate because of the St. Louis Blues. And you're going to get this. That's my next thing. Even with my new hip, I'm going to go skating because I'm learning about hockey and I love the Blues.
Get out of here.
And I freaking love this shirt. You think I love Jamar? You think I love Jamar Chase? Yes, I do. But right now, sorry, Jamar, I love the St. Louis Blues. You know why? They got a guy on their team at forward, Brett Hull. He's been kicking ass since ass was kicked. Is this the greatest thing? Can you imagine me being an ice hockey guy? Jake.
You know, I'm doing the chin strap.
Oh.
He's just wearing on the top of his head.
Look at this right there.
Oh, my God.
We need defense tonight. We need our defense. Chris Pronger. Knocking blue puck, knocking guys around. Sorry. The Blues, this is probably more comfortable than that. I love it, man. Got to out-hit these guys. That's what we got to do. Holy cow, this is autographed.
Oh, wow.
My God. You're not going to believe this. You know who their goalie is? Jordan Binnington. Look at this. Jordan Binnington. It's autographed. What's it say? It says, Coach, you're the best. I'm totally in awe of this, man. Imagine Binnington in the freaking goal. We're the Nightmares! Freaking love this.
No shots!
When these guys take their gloves off and eat. Let's go! God dang!
Oh my God.
It's the greatest box ever. Is it? Jake, you think I can learn to skate?
That's awesome.
Jordan Cairo! Jordan Cairo!
Woo! So do you think that the Blues players watch that and go, all right, let's go? I don't know anything, Ethan, about the Blues coach. Is he that kind of, is he this kind of guy? I mean, is anybody a Gruden kind of guy?
So I highly doubt that, I might be wrong, but I highly doubt that Jim Montgomery in the middle of a playoff series had anything to do with this box getting sent to John Gruden.
You don't think so?
Binnington did.
He wasn't like, gosh, we need something.
Someone definitely
more.
Told Binnington to sign it for coach, but this is gold. This is unbelievable.
I would listen to that. I'm going to listen to that before I go to the White House. I'm just going to mentally be like, this is for me. And then I'm going to go to the White House and just do the best that I can.
That's so, the way you should talk yourself up, too, is mm-hmm. go in there going,
with hockey.
We know that the 100 uniform. Days is a dream, but I'm going to be your nightmare. You should go in very adversarially.
I don't think I need to make that about me. I don't. There's something there, but I don't know if we've ordered it the correct way.
Mm. By the end of this video, he is in full hockey uniform.
He's got
much.
Everything.
He's
skates,
got the helmet,
helmet,
the skates. He shows where he's going to put up his. This is my favorite part. At the end of the video, he walks through his hall. He says, "I'm gonna frame this jersey signed by Jordan Binnington. So I'm gonna put it up with all the defensive legends." He has a wall of the best players on defense to ever play in the NFL. And he's naming Hall of Famers. He says, "I'm gonna put him right there." And he yells, "Shut him down tonight, Jordan!"
he's so pumped.
Let's go, Blues! And then he finishes. He says, "Oh wait, the game's at 8:30 tonight. I gotta save my voice."
Yeah. So Ethan, do you feel like the stage is different for Winnipeg? I mean, obviously, if you're playing away, there's always some sort of disadvantage there. But if you're the best team in the league, I mean, it's not like you can't win on somebody else. It's not like, well, yeah.
I was talking to Mike Claiborne about this a couple of days ago, and he had a great quote. And he said, "The series doesn't get interesting until you win on the opponent's ice." And until then, it's still a series. So I would say the Blues, the pressure has... At the beginning of the series, all the pressure was on Winnipeg because in previous years, you know, they've been a very good team and they've choked in the playoffs. They've disappointed fans up there up north. So at the beginning of this series, the pressure was on Winnipeg. Now that's shifted a little bit because the Blues are against their backs are against the wall a little bit. But you're going to be in front of a rowdy crowd tonight. You're going to be in front of 18,000 fans wearing blue on their feet throughout a good portion of this game. And you win both of these games. You take it one at a time, but if you win both these games, then you're right back in it, and it's a best of three.
Well, we'll be watching. I'm excited about it. Plan on it's perfectly placed after my son's baseball game, so we're going to be able to take on both and check it out.
There's been some frustration around some of these start times for some of these playoff games. For example, Vegas and Minnesota are playing each other right now, and that game was on the West Coast, game two of that series a couple nights ago. It started at 8 o'clock Vegas time. That's 11 o'clock Eastern time. So there's been some frustration about some of the terrible timing of some of these playoff games, like what the numbers have been down for some of them. 8:30, you know, you'll take it in the Central time zone. It could be worse. We could be looking at an 11 o'clock start time, depending on where
That's
you are
crazy.
In the country. But
I'm looking right now at Ticketmaster.com for tickets for tonight, and there are tickets available.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
That's crazy.
Go buy some tickets and support.
It's too late. It's too late for me.
It's too late for her.
It's like
you
Carl.
Gotta let her go.
I've
you
got kids.
There?
You know, remember when Carl called in and was like, you need a show. I had somebody message me back the like written script of that conversation where Carl calls in to the show and he's like, Ryan, you did great without Annie here. You need to have a show. And I'm like, he has a show. And then you're like, I do have a show. It's at 7 a.m. He's like, I'm not getting up that early. That was good.
That was a good call.
I wish that we had planned that.
Question after listening to Gruden here.
Yeah? There's more too. You should go check out the
whole
video.
Will he just home team anybody who sends him a box?
No, he actually goes into, later on in that video, he talks about how he coaches SEMO. Cape Girardeau. He goes, Cape Girardeau, get your butts to the game. So
really?
he's got a local connection.
So he glazes a little bit for their sending. He's giving him some love.
Okay.
For them
giving
him some love.
Like if the Jets would do this tomorrow, he would just turn?
I don't know for sure about that. I don't know if he would strategically do it back to back. That probably wouldn't look great. But he has mentioned some love for this area specifically because he did coach for SEMO.
Okay.
He actually says later in the video, I love St. Louis. There's no town like it. I was like,
yeah, yeah.
I don't know about that, but
he goes on and on. Yeah. Well, if you're talking about sports,
right.
And fans,
right.
there's a lot to be said about
absolutely.
That. All right. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we are going to do X's and Y's. Are you going to stick around for this, Ethan?
I'm going to try to my best.
Try? Okay. Well, we'd like to have you. If you have questions that about the opposite sex, something you've always wanted to know about it, we've had some fun ones in here, and it's not all weird, but sometimes it's weird. Let us know what your thoughts are, your questions, and maybe we'll feature some of them next in X's and Y's on The Annie Fry Show.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Judge, draw deep to left.
Ohtani connects and it's gone.
Skeen strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colone for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.